Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trowbridge. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Trowbridge. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Gorel reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gorel moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Trowbridge covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Taylor scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the mound. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Phillips, and towards Gorrell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge juggles the ball. That's an error on Trowbridge. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Gorrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gorrell. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trowbridge moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Del Rice pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Robinson. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pavko strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Covington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.